And eternal Father, we thank you once again for the privilege and the honor that we have to approach your divine presence, O God. Not that we have any righteousness of our own, we're depending upon yours, Lord. We know if we have any, you have told us is but filthy rag. Lord Jesus, we are not coming on that merit, O God. We are coming upon the merit of the precious blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Help us, dear Father, tonight. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness and your mercy since Sunday when we left here, O God. Your grace upon each and every one, O Father. Thank you for workers. Thank you for business people. Thank you for school children. Thank you for families. Thank you for individuals. Thank you for journey mercy, Father, that you granted to each and every one of us. Thank you, Father, for provision of our needs and making a way, O God, for each and every one of us, Lord. We appreciate your name, O God. When your divine presence, Father, we pray that you forgive all our shortcomings, Father. Forgive all of our failures. Forgive all our wrongs, O God. May your blood atone for us at this hour in the name of Jesus Christ. May nothing, Father, stand between us and you in the name of Jesus Christ. As we yield ourselves to you, O God, we pray that you take over our member, O God. We come against every contrary spirit, O God. Father, may you put them under our feet in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray that your name alone, Lord, will be glorified tonight, O God. It's a prayer meeting, Father, and the last, O God, before the convention, O God. We pray, dear Father, that you give us the grace to pray as become a saint in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you for our pastor, O God. Once again, we thank you for the success of the convention, O God. We pray that your grace once again stand by him tonight, O God. Use him mightily, O God, for the blessings of the saints, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, when he shall be coming back, Father, may you grant him journey mercy, O God. Once again, Father, we commit those that will not be here tonight on one account or the other, Lord, and perhaps are connected, O God, through the hookup at this hour. We pray, Father, that the same blessings, O God, wherewith you will bless us tonight, may you bless them also in the name of Jesus Christ. Encourage us through your word, Father. May Satan be put to shame, O God. Take away every unbelief, O God, and doubt in the name of Jesus Christ. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. You're welcome to midweek service once again. Without wasting our time, let's go straight to the Bible. We've come to pray tonight, and I pray that God will give us time, enough time, so that we can pray. The book of 2 Kings and chapter 2. I'll start reading from verse 1. And, bless you. So then it came to pass, when the Lord would take up Elijah into heaven by a wild wind, that Elijah went with Elisha from Gilgal. And Elijah said unto Elisha, tarry here. In another word, it means wait here. I pray thee, for the Lord has sent me to Bethel. And Elisha said unto him, as the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. So they went down to Bethel, and the sons of the prophets were at Bethel. The sons of the prophet that were at Bethel came forth to Elisha, and said unto him, knowest thou that the Lord will take away thy master from thy head today? And he said, yeah, I know it. Hold ye your peace. And Elijah said unto him, Elisha, tarry ye. Again, it's the second time. I pray thee, for the Lord has sent me to Jericho. And Elisha said, As the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. So they came to Jericho. And the sons of the prophet that were at Jericho came to Elisha and said unto him, Knowest thou that the Lord will take away thy master from thy head today? And he answered, Yeah, I know it. Hold ye your peace. Elijah said unto him the third time, Tarry, I pray thee here, for the Lord has sent me to Jordan. And he said, As the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. And they too went on. And 50 men of the sons of the prophet went and stood to view afar off. And they too stood by Jericho. And Elijah took the mantle and wrapped it together and smote the waters. And they were divided hither and thither, so that they too went over on dry ground, just as it happened when Moses also struck Red Sea. Verse 9. And it came to pass when they were gone over that Elijah said unto Elisha, Ask, I've been telling you, stop, wait, let me go, but you don't just want to leave me. Okay, what is your request? He said, Ask what I shall do for thee before I be taken away from thee. And Elisha said, I pray thee, let a double portion of thy spirit be upon me. It's a hard thing. He has a hard thing. And Brother Bram said, let us ask hard things, big things. Let us prove God. Amen. And it said, verse 10, Thou hast asked what? A hard thing. But with God, nothing shall be impossible. There is no impossibility with God. Thou hast asked a hard thing. Nevertheless, if thou see me when I am taken from thee, it shall be so unto thee. If not, it shall not be so. And it came to pass, as they still went on and talked, that behold, there appeared a chariot of fire, and horses of fire, and parted them both asunder. And Elijah went up by a wild wind into heaven. And Elisha saw it, and he cried, My father, my father, the chariot of Israel, and the horsemen thereof. And he saw him no more. And he took hold of his own clothes and rent them in two. May God add his blessings to the reading and hearing of his perfect word. You can please have your seat in the name of Jesus Christ. Once again, you're welcome to prayer meeting tonight. Just a couple of quotes we'll read and pass few comments. And we will pray. Amen. I believe we're all here tonight to pray. Amen. I believe we are here to pray. Or is there any other reason we have come other than to pray? If there is any other, we advise you that you put on your prayer garment. If there is any, permit that word. Amen. From the message where I think Pentecost failed. One striking thing about these two characters that we have read, and I want to take one, which is Elisha. I think I've taken this test here in this church, but just to re-echo and trust God somewhere along the line that God is going to bless somebody and for what is ahead of us, which is the convention. Keep your eye on the promise. That's the text tonight. Keep your eye on the promise. We just sang it before I came. He has promised and he will what? He will never fail. Are you there now? There is one thing that I know that God cannot do, and that is God cannot fail. Do you believe that? He cannot fail. And I believe that we all believe, I believe I'm in the presence of believers. We believe that God answers prayer. Do you believe that? Sure, he answers prayer. It might not come the way you are expecting. It's a common language. You know, this thing of convention, it looks like a big mountain. Is that not so? I was discussing with somebody, and somebody said, if we do not get the money, they will cancel it. I said, they can never cancel it. Well, maybe it might have sounded offensive. I didn't know, but I said, the things of God, it can never be cancelled. As far as God's hand is in it, it's not man. It's God's business. It might even be 1 hour to the time. That is God. That's the way it works. Is it not the one that spoke in Malachi? Give us Malachi, you know, where it talked about tithes. We read it in family altar a few days. Is it yesterday or day before yesterday? Volume 1 or 2. He said, prove me. I was telling my family, I said, sometimes we read scripture and we read it just literal meaning. Let us take it and take it like English students. Now, he said, bring ye all the tithes into what? The storehouse. I'm just trying to get a contest out of this. And you see, that there may be what? Meat in my house. And he said what? Prove me. This is God talking to you. We say, when you do this, you do what? Prove me. God keeps his promise. God keeps his word. And if you are a believer, you will believe God to that level. And when he says this, whatever it is, when you have fulfilled your part, you just wait for God to fulfill his own part. Set your eye on the goal. But when you take your eye off the goal, a good example was Brother Peter. When he was on the sea, he met Christ that day. I said, things that seems impossible are the things that God specializes. If you as a man, you are looking that it is next week convention. I'm not even in the mood of convention. That is you as a natural man speaking. But God doesn't work that way. Yes, we need money. God knows. He knows that we need money. And he is the owner of money. Oh, sure. But he needs you and me. He needs you to cry to him. Just like this scripture. He said, you do this and prove me and see if I will not do what? Open the windows of heaven and do what? Pour you out the blessing. Now, this convention that we are looking up unto God for is his own business. How many years, I don't know, before I joined this tabernacle, we have been having it. And you have been sponsoring it. Yes, did God ever fail one time? He will not fail this year. Let us believe him to that level. If you are looking at yourself that you are not able, look unto the one that is more than able. You love the Lord tonight. Now, from the message where I think Pentecost failed, because I know this time we fail us and we must pray. 1955, November 11, paragraph 38. Just pass a few comments and... Yeah. Now, God, in the beginning, back there, when the... okay, I think your text is... Just bear with me. I want to take it full. All right. Say back there, when... Just beautiful, those times, I wish... Okay, just take it down to the next paragraph. Look at when Elijah found Elisha, and he told him to walk with him. And he said, you tarry here. In another word, wait here. See? For I must go up to another city. And Elisha, the prophet that was to take his place... Now, you watch what the prophet says. He said, as the Lord liveth and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. He had a goal, Elisha. Now, that was Elisha. Well, Elijah was a type of Christ being translated. And Elisha was a type of the church that was to take his place and finish his ministry with a double portion. Amen. Now, then he said, I go up to the school of prophets. The second journey. He said, wait here. But Elisha said, as Your soul liveth, I will not leave you. And he went on, and when he got to the school of the prophet, he said, I crossed to Jordan. That's Elijah telling him. He said, you stay here. But Elisha said, as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. I will go with you. Brother Bram said, I like that. Amen. A determination to do what? Hold on. Regardless of the price, move on. Keep going on with God. Deeper waters, keep going on. Deeper experience, keep going on. More love, there is no limit to it. Are you there now? There is no limit to God. If man in the physical, as Apostle Paul said, he set a goal that I want to get this thing. It's just like the prophet many times has illustrated it in his sermon. Just you want to achieve something and you fix your eye on that goal. You are bound to achieve it. Once your mind is set one, you are determined that this thing said, I'm going to get it. You might fail 100 times. Now, that is something that people, that's where you get people. And they say, oh, maybe God's hand is not in it. But once you are determined and in your heart it's affixed, listen now, you might fail 100 times. That is God trying to prove you. To see whether your faith will still stand or you are still holding on. Are you determined? It's just like a boy. You as parent, you spend your money for a child, you send him to school, you have lesson teacher, and you want your child to do well. Not necessarily coming first in the class. You want him to do well. Because you know school is full of those things. But you are looking at certain maybe percentage and he gets it. Of course, that's because why you have prepared that child's mind and you yourself, you both have a vision and you are fixed to it. You are bound to arrive. Amen. Now, if we are all united as children of God, just like Elisha, his goal was he wanted a double portion of what he saw in Elijah. And sure, he was going to get it. Did he not get it, friends? He did. So there is nothing that you are trusting God tonight. Or if you don't have one, may God help you just this 10 minutes that he will give you one. Set that goal. Say, God, this. I think it was David. He said, I have set you, Lord, before my face. Oh, sure. You just put it at fixed. You are bound to arrive, brother, sister. It might take time, but you are bound to arrive. You will fall as child. Yeah, that's human being. You will fail. But once that goal you have set it, you are bound to arrive. That's why I said this convention is in the hand of the master. Once we have set it, we have picked. May God bless the Dickens. They are doing a mighty work. You know, there's something they used to say every Sunday. Just bear with me. I take every letter, I take it and I ponder over it. He said, by the grace of God, the convention is going to hold 10 to 14. When I heard, I said, God bless you for that. Every Sunday, they come with that announcement. How is it going to happen? They don't know. It's just like the case of Joshua and Caleb with the 10 spies. How were they going to conquer those great giants? But one thing they know is that God promised them that land. They knew that. And we're just hearing of David and Goliath. David knew he was under the covenant. He knew that Goliath was an uncircumcised Philistine. David had something that he was looking. Physically, David could not conquer Goliath. But because why? He was looking at something. He was looking at the promise of God. He was looking at the word of God. And so, he was bound to arrive. Now, Jordan representing death. And these two other places, not dead now. Now, let me just jump that. 31. Now, could you imagine Elisha keeping his eyes off of Elijah? That's what is our trouble today with the church. We got so many people that has got the promise. Are you there? One, the promise of Holy Ghost baptism. Acts 1:8. Say you shall receive the Holy Ghost, but what did they do? They keep their eye. They keep one eye on the world and they keep the other eye on God. You are sure to fall. You get that now? take your eyes off of one or the other. Now, this is the prophet speaking. Had advised you to take your eyes off the world. Take your eyes off your neighbor. Take your eyes off that brother in the church. Take your eye off that sister in the church that you think is a distraction. Yes. Off your association. And keep your eyes what? Single on Christ. The topic tonight is keep your eye on the promise. Keep your eyes what? Single on Christ. Elisha kept his eyes on Elijah. And after a while, the chariot of fire and horses of fire came down. And Elijah stepped into it and went up. And as he went up, he pulled off his mantle and he struck Jordan. You see, to make a path through death and threw it back to Elisha. Elisha picked it up and picked it on, a very beautiful type of Christ. And when it was going away, one woman said to him, Lord, okay, that my son may sit at your right and left, you know, left hand, my two sons. And he said, can you drink the cup that I drink? She said, yeah. He said, can you be baptized with the baptism and baptized with? She said, yes. And he said, that's truly you can. See now, the same Holy Spirit was upon Christ, was his mantle that God gave him. The anointing of the Holy Spirit, and they went up at Pentecost, waited in the upper room, and when Jesus, that which was the antitype of Elijah, was taken up from death and resurrected, he sent back that mantle, which is what? The Holy Spirit. The same Holy Spirit that was upon him fell on the church. Do you believe that? And he said, the things that I do shall you do also. Greater than this, a double portion. Do you believe that? A double portion of the same Holy Ghost that was upon Christ is upon the church even today. You believe that? And Elijah took the mantle and walked back. Walked down to the river and he struck the river. And what did he do? He said, where is the God of Elijah? Oh man. And the people today who claim to be filled with the Holy Ghost is afraid to trust God for even toothache. May God have mercy upon us. You see that, brother? You cross Jordan. Get on the other side. The double portion of the Holy Spirit that was upon Christ was sent back to the church to minister and to carry on the work until he come. Do you believe that? Then why are we living an underprivileged life? The problem of it many times is that period of failure. It makes man to take his eyes off of God. But God said what? Keep your eyes on the promise. May God help us in Jesus' name. Now from the message, second-handed rope, preached 1956, 11, 25. Just to build up faith in our hearts before we pray, paragraph 63. It says, so as they went along, it wasn't but a few minutes until he said, you've asked a great thing. But nevertheless, if you see me when I go, you can have what you ask. Now, that has to be singleness of motive. Singleness of heart. Singleness of the eye. Straight on God. Not one eye on God and one eye on the world. You are trusting God for your healing. You are keeping an eye on God and you are keeping one eye on what the doctor said. Maybe he has said you are going to die. But you are here trusting God that you are going to live. You've got to take your eyes off of the doctor and set your heart on God. That's what we're talking about. Irregardless of what the symptoms of your body is saying, disbelieve your symptoms. Like Papa used to say, set your eye on God. That word, God, you are my healer. You said that you are my healer. And this body that you have given to me is not for sickness. It's for me to enjoy my well-being. And upon that, you stay and you call God. You just keep your eye on the promise. God is bound to heal you. You believe that? Now, if you are sick, this morning, tonight. If you are afflicted, there is one great promise, not by Elijah. Are you there now? But by God himself. What did he say? If thou canst believe, when you pray, believe that you get what you ask for, and you shall receive it. How many of us are believers tonight? Do you believe your prayers? When you pray, believe. You just sang it before the preacher came. Only believe, all things are what? Possible. Are we believers tonight? Elijah gave him, you see? I think I just dropped something. No matter what the doctors say, how much this goes, how that goes, you keep your eye, keep single on the promise. Amen. Now, sister, see, there's a promise. If thou canst believe, all things are possible to them that believe. Sometimes, I look at myself and I think, I have been such a jellyfish in my life. I waited and missed many thousands of souls into the kingdom because I depended too much on a spiritual gift. And he said, Lord, if you will just show me, if you will give me a vision what to do, and God gives a vision, then I turn around and let somebody talk me into something else. And oh, I have never come to that spot yet until like I have this time. That I feel it is a faith. That we must step out there because it is a promise. Are you there now? This is not vision. I think you get what the prophet is talking about. Many times he waited on God for vision. But they say much more he would have waited on God on the promise. There's a promise. Sure. May God help us in Jesus' name. Now you see. Where am I now? Okay. And the things that he has done and the healings that he has performed and the miracles. In so much, come down, you know, and had his picture taken by the side of us and so forth. He has never been known since the war began. And then stand like a jellyfish. It even makes me discouraged with myself. It is time to keep your eye on the promise. Amen. Now, from the message, the believer's position in Christ. 55 January 11. See, time is just an enemy. I wish we can buy time. 55 January 16 January, the believer's position, paragraph 13. Now we find our position, if we can find our position and know that it is God's word that has promised it. That's the reason, like Joshua and Caleb, they had no fear that they could not take the promised land. Because all the rest of the nine came back, the ten, and said, we can't do it. Why? Those cities, what are, and we look like grasshopper, you know, side beside the people. They are so big, they are so harm, you know, and they just can't do it, see? And they were looking at the sense of reasoning. Now, you can't look at the sense of reasoning. You've got to look at the promise of God. God had already sent his angel, and the angel was in the camp moving on. The revelation of God brought the word of God manifested, and now they was ready to push into the promised land. Therefore, Joshua and Caleb had all promises, you know, was to them. For God had promised he was going to give them the land. And then they waited all this time. And then after a while, the Holy Ghost came down to Moses, a pillar of fire, you know, and they followed it. And here it was, right here at the promised land, now ready to push over so he could believe it. Because God's promises is unfailing. Now, how do you think it's been, friends? Through these years of meeting oppositions around the world, in many different 20-something odd nations that the Lord has sent me to visit, And there were critics and oppositions and demons and scientists. Now, think of it. Trying to disprove it and throw it to every trial that they could, that it could be tried. I am, by the grace of God, I have never seen one time that I have feared a moment. And that's the position that God is calling you to. May God help us. In the face of critics, in the face of opposition, in the midst of your trial, never fear. Don't entertain fear for 1 second. When you do, Satan is going to get you. You see? Because God has promised he will do it. Just like he did to Joshua. He said, there will not any man be able to stand before you all the days of your life. Joshua believed that and he set his eye on that. That was why he was fearless. Who could stand before him? No one. And now we have the Holy Spirit. The same anointing that was on Christ. That's what the prophet is telling us. Just like Elijah. The same anointing on Elijah which Elisha requested. And he had a double portion. But Bible said that same Holy Spirit is what has been released on the church tonight. Therefore, what is it that you are asking? That you are still doubting? God has placed you on that same position that you just ask. And whatever you ask, you will receive. You say, Brother Joseph, do you know how many years I've been asking and no receive? This God, are you sure he exists? You are just speaking like an unbeliever. You are not on the believer's position. That is not the position of the believer. The believer is fearless. There is no doubt. He might fail 100 times. There is no doubt. Once it's settled in his mind that it is God, he's standing right there. In the midst of opposition, people say, this brother, I know him. He has been saying, I will have a child. I will have a child. Did it not happen to Father Abraham? He stood here because why? God had given him that promise. How many years he waited on the promise? Did it not come to pass? There is nothing to add for God, friends. That's the God that we serve. Now you see, I believe him. So when opposition comes, why? It is not me to take care of it. It is him to take care of it. It is just for me to go wherever he said, and that's right. He will take care of the oppositions. Amen. So many things. Let's take one more before we pray. From the Message Faith, Preach 1953. Keeping our eye on the promise. December 13. Paragraph 39. Then the showdown comes, and I believe. All right, let me just jump that now. Take it to the second. Then they gather out a hillet out of each tribe, men, and send them over. The second paragraph. Men, and send them over 12 spies. 10 of them coming back saying, it cannot be done. We are just like grasshoppers in their sight. Their cities are walled. It is a pleasant land, doubting God's promise. Said, it is a pleasant land, but said, we just can't take it. Because why? We are too small. You see, human being? They are great walled cities, great giant of men, and we look like grasshoppers before them. But they had 2 people there. Amen. Joshua and Caleb. They wasn't looking at how big the walls was. How big the men was. They was looking to what God said. They said, we can take it. That's right. And on the road back, they brought back some evidence. Great big bushel of grapes. Bunches of grapes. You see? Brought back as an evidence that God kept his word. And to you, dear Philadelphian people, may I say to you, Christ's bright tabernacle, regardless of how the wind blows, how it seems this way or that way, or how many threats comes from the outside world, keep your mind on what Jesus said. He gives us a promise. It is already ours. I don't care how great the opposition looks. God will fulfill His word. You believe that? Let's look to the word of God. It is here for us. And He said, I have given it to you already. Someone has paid the price. All that you have got to do is just to believe Him. Amen. He said, whatsoever thing you desire, when you pray, you do what? Believe you receive it. And then what? You shall have it. That is all is requiring of us tonight. That is what is requiring of us every day of our life. Whatever you ask the Father in my name, this is Him saying it. He said what? I will what? Do it. This is not pastor. This is not Bro Joseph. Give us Malachi. When He said, bring the tithe, pay your offering. He said what? Prove me. You will not have sickness in your home. You know, sometimes people don't, especially I think maybe message circle, we don't like going this way. But there is many blessings that we are missing here. He said, well, bring in the tithes. Yes, these are tithes in the nation. Very tough in the economy. Today I could not go to my office because of the country. Now, and you say, oh God, we are all looking upon to God for. In the midst of this, there are still people that are living in plenty. We are not praying that God give us billions and millions until we buy jet. And no, that's not what. We are praying that He gives us whatever we have need of. There's provision. I want to eat food. It is there. I want to put on clothes. It is there. I want to have conversation with my other brethren. He has made a way. That's what we are asking. Are we asking for too much? Then, why would we entertain doubt? In the midst of every opposition, even if they like, they should jack the price of fuel to 1,000. We will buy it. God will make a way. You don't murmur. Don't complain. Don't join. I'm closing my notes now. You don't join the people and say, how will it happen? The prophet told us about the story of a little boy that was on a race, bicycle race with other boys. But Bible said, and not so much to behold on him. But why? It was because why? His eyes were fixed on the goal. Other boys tried to race. They were looking down. They fell. But this one, his eye was affixed and he hit the goal. When he got, the other boys asked him, how did you do it? He said, I wasn't looking down. I set my eye on the goal. Now, I don't know if military people are here. I've been in Kaduna. And sometimes, I think when I come, they have one in Agodi. You go for shooting range and you want to get a distance. You want to get a point. Brother, sister, it's not magic. Now, I'm looking at Brother Cornelius there. I want to shoot to his forehead. I will not miss it. Because why? I train myself for it. And we can also train ourselves that way. Pastor used to say something. He said, we learn to pray by what? Pray! Let us provoke one another to good work. We learn to what? Enjoy the goodness of God by obeying God's word. By keeping to His promise. And when we have fulfilled our part, let us take God by His word. Look at Jonah. Proverbs say, in the midst of his unbelief, he remembered a prayer of Solomon. That if your people be in trouble and they can just look towards the temple, you will hear. In that is backsliding condition. Proverbs said, though in the waste belly, he remembered that scripture. Brother, God is with you anywhere you can think of. What is that opposition? What is the threat? What is the crisis? Only believe all things are possible. That is all that is requiring of us. He said, whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, I will do what? Do it. It's not pastor. It's not me. No great man. This is God Himself speaking. He said, well, I will do it. Upon that, let us rise. Let's take God by His word. Personally, for a few minutes, you just talk to God about your own case. I have some prayer requests. Talk to God upon your own case. Whatever you ask the Father in my name, I am going to do it for you. It's your own money. It is not carnal to ask God to give you money. If that is your problem, cry to Him. Let Him help you. If you're home, you don't have food in your house, cry to Him. Say, God, you are trusting God for house rent. Don't be ashamed. He said, God, I've been borrowing. God doesn't want you to put Him to shame. He wants us to live an honorable life. One thing, you settle in your heart that you are a son of God. Know the position where you are standing. While we are all praying and all heads are bowed, all eyes are closed. If there be iniquity in your heart, know this for sure that God will not hear you. So first, settle that iniquity. Settle that unbelief. If there be anything, iota of doubt, that you think will stand as an hindrance, you settle it as we are in prayer. If you have hurt somebody or someone has hurt you, and there tonight the word of God is telling you, this will be an hindrance, settle that one first before you climb up higher. If you ask anything in my name, He says, I will do it. Let us take God by His word. Let us prove Him. Let us call Him brother and sister to present tense. Just like Joshua and Caleb. They say, God, you promised us this land. This testimony that these 10 brethren are bringing, we don't believe it. We are more than able, well more than able to take the land. To possess it. Because why? It is ours. It is our inheritance. Holy Ghost baptism, brother, sister, personalize it. Say, God, it is mine. This Holy Ghost baptism, the preachers have done well. They have done their best. Papa said the problem is not with, you know, it's not with God. And may I say, the problem is not with the ministers. As far as I know, the ministers have done their best. They have encouraged. They have, in so many ways. The problem, brother, sister, is with me and you. The associate pastor, many times he has said, if you are waiting on God on that, you wake up in the morning. He said, be on His hand in the morning as you wake up of your sleep. Tell Him, God, this Holy Ghost baptism, I have come again, no? I am asking you. You promised to fill me. Lord, what is it that is there an hindrance? Help me. I am a believer. I am your son. Fill me with your spirit. Is it too difficult to ask God? No. The problem is with us. If that is your goal, every day, that is what you will be asking God until you receive. But the reason why, many times, Papa say, we don't get desperate enough. We don't get desperate enough. That's the problem. We ask today, you forget next week. After 2 weeks, maybe another sermon like this come, you remember, oh, you come, you ask God. When it seems as though God is not doing, you just forget. Remember, God is watching you. He's proving you the same way He told you to prove Him. He's also proving you to see if you will take Him at His word. If you will set your heart on the promise, or you want to look at the symptoms. If Jonah had looked at the symptoms, he would die in that whale's belly. But no, right in his backsliding condition, he said, I will turn my heart towards your holy temple. Have mercy, O God. In a hour like this, Brother Bram said, we need that faith of Joshua and Caleb. In the face of every opposition, in the face of every storm, you take God at His word. You take God at His promise. You say, God, you promised this. That is the believer's position. You promise that we will be in good health and we will prosper in the same as we are prospering in our soul. Lord, I am your child. You are the one that promised that you have never seen the righteous forsaken. I think David said, never the seed of the righteous begging for bread. If you are in a condition of debt, brother, it's not a good one. Cry to God. Say, God, deliver me. You are in a condition, you see yourself, you can't just help yourself. There is someone that can help you. Of course, as you are in this life, traveling through life's journey, you are going to face every storm. You are going to pass through trials. You are going to pass through testing.
But in the midst of all, God wants you to look up to Him. Don't look at those troubles. Don't look at those trials. Don't look at those, you know, those things. Look to the word of God. Look to the promises of God. Standing on the promises of God, the songwriter said, I cannot fall. I cannot fail. Listening every moment to the Spirit call. Resting in my Savior as my all in all. This is another new month again, brother, sister. What is that desire of yours? Don't be distracted. That is just the thing. Be determined in your heart. Settle it in your heart. Fix your mind on the goal. You are bound to arrive. But when you fix your eyes, the prophet said, you put one eye on God, you put another eye on the world, you are sure to fall. But you take your eyes off the world. Put your eye on God. Are you trusting God for a life partner? It is not a bad desire. Neither is it a carnal one. Ask Him. You desire a godly, righteous husband. It's a good desire. Pray. And God will grant you the desires of your heart. Are you a worker? And you are trusting God for promotion at the place of your work? It's not a difficult thing for Him to do. Believe Him. Be determined in your heart. Take Him at His word. Look at other people around you and take them as reference. God, you did it for so and so. Remember me, oh God. You did it for so and so. Remember me, oh God. If you do not even see anyone, take characters in the Bible. Look at Esther. From a nobody, God made a somebody out of her. Look at Mordecai. Oh my, God helping us. We will continue on that. The next service. Haman was plotting evil against Mordecai. But God was silently watching. Yet, there was a promise of God. And Esther, how was she going to face King Ahasuerus? How will she do it? She cannot approach the king except the king called for her. But there was a man plotting evil. Oh, brother, sister, who is that man? Who is that woman that say you can never make it when God has not said so? You take God as His word. Are you a believer? Are you a child of God? Call Him upon His word. God, look at what you did for Esther. Look at what you did for Mordecai. Oh man. God, these people are plotting evil. Remember what the evangelist was saying a few days ago? In your shop, don't envy anyone. But if you see that they are plotting evil, brother, take this as a reference. Say, God, you are the same God of Esther. You are the same today. Lord, intervene in my own situation. Prosper me in my business. Who is that man? Fear nobody, brother, sister. Only put your trust, put your care on God. Take Him by His word. Has God promised you a team, brother, sister? Sure, He has promised us so many things.
so many blessed promises in His word, of which we can take Him back. Few is what we are very good tonight again. So many are in the scriptures. There's never a time that God fails His own. There's never a time that the children of God will be on the path of duty that God will fail them. And I want to tell you tonight, tonight will not be an exception. Your own desire will not be an exception. The desires and the requests of the church will not be an exception. Can we have somebody on the keyboard standing on the promises of God? I cannot fall. Listening every moment to the Spirit call. Resting in my Savior as my all in all. Standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises of God that cannot fail. When the holy storms of doubt and fear assail you. The songwriter said, by the living word of God I shall prevail. Oh sure. Standing on the promises of God. It says, standing on the promises of God, I now can see perfect present cleansing in the blood for me. Standing in the liberty where Christ makes me free. Standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises of Christ the Lord. Bound to Him eternally by love's strong cord. Overcoming daily with the Spirit's sword. Standing on the promises of God. We are standing, oh yes, standing, oh, standing on the promises of God, my Savior, oh standing, I am standing, I am standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises of God, bound to Him. Oh, standing on the promises of Christ the Lord. Oh, bound to Him eternally by love strong call. Oh, overcoming daily with the Spirit sword. I am standing on the promises of God. The last stanza now. Oh, standing on the promises, I cannot fall. Listening every moment to the Spirit's call. Oh, resting in my Savior as my hope. In all, I am standing on the promises of God. Are you standing? Standing Everybody now, let's sing it. Oh, stand and dig. I am standing on the promises of God.
Let's commit the convention to the hand of God. Let's thank Him for the provision thus far that the Lord has made for us. While we are praying, let's pray that He will complete what is left. 4 million is nothing before our God. He can raise one man to do it. One thing, brother, sister, you just be in the believer's position. It can be any of us. If you can believe God to that level, say, God, I don't want to be left out. I want you to even use me. It's nothing too difficult for God to do. But it's looking at your motive, friends. Remember, when you are asking that kind of desire, are you asking so that you want to be seen of men or what? For His own glory? Remember, it's looking at your motive. Abraham said, it's looking for that singleness of heart, singleness of motive. God is looking for a man that He will use and is not ready to, you know, beat the drum. Let's pray for favor for the committees and all that are responsible. Yes, we know that the prices of things are very high, but you believe that God can favor us when they go to the market. They will just enjoy the favor of God. We can do that by prayer. So while we are thanking God for the provision thus far, let us commit the request for the completion of what is left. While we are also taking that, let us pray for favor in every transaction. Whether those that need human being, those that need money, let's pray that God will give the committee and give all that are responsible favor. Let's pray for constant electricity supply. I think the associate has said, if we're going to have failure, it's going to cost more. So let's pray that God will be gracious to us and favor us with constant electricity supply. Let's pray for journey mercy for all that we travel. Let's pray from the east, from the west, from the north, from the south part of the country. The country now is getting tense again. But let's pray that God will intervene. While His children will travel on the highway, on the byway, it will be the shield and protection of His children. While we're also committing that, let's pray for a spiritual time in the presence of God. Let's pray for those things that God has promised. When the saints come together like that, that once again, He is going to manifest it. Let's remember the pastor. Remember the associate. Bless you. Remember ministers that will be ministering. Let's pray for the inspiration of God upon them. Pray for the anointing of God. Pray for a wonderful time in God's presence. We want to see God in a higher dimension than we have seen in previous years. We want to see supernatural. It comes by prayer. Let's pray that God is going to do this. Let's also pray for the peace in the country during this period. As all is going, let's pray that there will be peace in all quarters. Let's commit all these requests and as many as God will lay in your heart before we take the written ones concerning the convention. God bless you as you pray. In Jesus Christ's name we have prayed. Christ said, whatsoever it is that you desire, when you pray, we should what? Believe that whatsoever we have asked Him is going to give to us, you shall receive. And if you be in that atmosphere tonight, that whatsoever you have committed to Him, you are going to receive, I tell you, you are going to receive it. And you come back with testimonies in the name of Jesus Christ. Let's sing this song while when we take the last stanza, we hand over to the associate pastor in 4. I love Him. Gone from my heart, the world and all its charms, now through the blood I'm safe from all alarms.
At the cross, my heart is bending low. The precious blood of Jesus cleansed his white hands. Do you love him? Love him. I love him. Oh, because he first loves me and purchased my salvation on Calvary's tree. Oh, once I was lost. Oh, and weighed and deep in sin. Oh, once was a slave to passion fierce within. Oh, once I was afraid to trust a loving Lord. But now I'm cleansed from every stain through Jesus. Do you love him? I love him. I love him. Oh, because he first loves me and purchased my salvation on Calvary. Oh, once I was bound, but now I am set free. Oh, once I was blind. Oh, but now the light I see. Oh, once I was dead. Oh, but now in Christ I live. To tell the water and the beast that is. I love him. I love him.
Heavenly Father, we are grateful unto you tonight for counting us worthy to be among them that you have chosen to come and be partakers of your blessings this evening. We want to appreciate your presence with us, Lord, from the worship service to this time. Thank you for joining my sister, for all of us to be here. We thank you for the worship service. We thank you for the preaching time. We thank you, God, for steering our faith. Lord, we are grateful unto you for the time that we have spent to pray also. Each time we pray, we know that we are not spoken to the air. We are spoken to our Maker, the Creator of heaven and earth, the one that asked us to come unto him and he will never cast us out. You are the one that told us to ask and we shall receive, that we should seek, we will find. And we should knock and it will be open unto us. We are grateful unto you for giving us the opportunity tonight to ask, to seek, and also to knock. Dear Father, we know that your word says you are a rewarder of them that diligently seek you. We know that our prayers tonight will be rewarded, Lord, with their substances being given unto us. Thank you, Heavenly Father. The faith we have gathered tonight may never diminish, O Father. Lord, moment by moment, day by day, may you add to it, O eternal Father. Lord, may we never waver, O God. Take away doubt from any heart, O Father. All forms of unbelief and fear, may they disappear, dear Lord. We ask, O God, that you put us in expectation, Lord, to see the manifestation of every one of our requests to the glory and the honor of your name. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Lord, your servant that you have used, O God, for this service, we pray, O Lord, that you will bless him and lift up the honor of his ministry. Recall him, O Father, meet with all his own needs, O God, and take him to higher heights, Father. thank you, O God of heaven. We want to thank you for healing the sick and the afflicted. We thank you for, Lord, saving the lost. We thank you, O God, for restoring backsliders, for filling with your spirit, and for drawing closer unto you. We thank you for every blessing we have received before you tonight. May your name be glorified. Thank you for our pastor. Thank you for being with him. Thank you for your grace upon him and your strength and your protection. We bless your holy name. Lord Jesus, we pray for him the rest of the services we have. Lord, before we return back, may you strengthen him, O God, inspire and anoint him. Lord, constantly make use of him, O God, as a channel of blessing unto your people. When he will return back, may you bring him safely. We thank you for the convention that we are trusting you for. We thank you for all that you have done. Lord, we know that everything is settled by your grace. Father God, the remaining balance, we know, O God, that very shortly you will make a way for every bit of it. Those that will be traveling from far and near, may you bring them safely. We commend this country to your hand, O Father, that any type of unrest, O God, that will happen, that will hinder movement around that time, may never happen, O Father. Lord, may you avert every plan of the enemy, Lord. Lord, when the time will come, give us good weather, Heavenly Father. Lord, give us, O God, Nepal light throughout, O Father. Lord, make everything, O God, to work for our favor, O God. Thank you, Eternal Father. May the services record so much blessings, O God, that even those that are not able to come, we almost regret they are not coming, Father. Thank you, Eternal Father. Blessed be your wonderful name. As we dismiss, may you go home with us, Father. Lord, may your presence that brought us safely take us home safely. Lord, the rest of the week is your hand. May you abide with us, Lord. If you tarry in your coming, we are here by Sunday. Gather us again, O God, in our number. Bless the tape service on Friday, O God. Thank you for all things, Lord. Blessed be your wonderful name, for hearing and for granting our petitions, because we have asked them all with faith and thanksgiving in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Let's listen to this announcement first. So we'd like to inform brothers and sisters that well, I think this is, let me read it the way it will be understood. See, we like to inform brothers and sisters whose name maybe is on the list of the convention 2023 let me read it to myself and then I have an idea what the person is trying to write. Team member has been posted or notice board. Okay. Well, what is there is that those whose names have been pasted on the notice board as team members for dining and kitchen, that they should look at it and take notice of their name. Say, kindly check your name and please confirm your availability to serve, or if for any reason you won't be available, that is, you indicate. So by God's grace, we shall have a group meeting on Saturday. So we'd like to request families who have adugans and coolers to kindly notify the deacons and prepare to bring them to church on Sunday. We need 3 adugans and 6 coolers. God bless you from the officers. I think the announcement is clear. Check the notice board and see if your name is there. You said? Oh, it's on Sunday. We'll be pasted on Sunday. This one says it has been pasted. That's what is written here. Oh, the meeting. That's, is it not Sunday I mentioned? Say, by God's grace, we shall have a group meeting on Sunday. Is that Saturday? Oh, okay, sorry. That's all right. All right. So there will be a group meeting on Sunday. Check your name on the notice board. If your name is there, then confirm if you'll be able to serve where they put your name. and then be ready to attend the meeting on Sunday. Definitely it will be Sunday afternoon after the morning service. And then the request for adugans and coolers, let's take notice. Then we have a visitor with us by name Mr. Shegmu. Can you please? Alright, God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you for fellowship with us. The Lord bless you richly. I bring greetings from the pastor. We spoke today. Also, I think we also spoke yesterday briefly. He's not been able to do WhatsApp yet. I don't know. They are in a little remote area. It's about 3 hours from the capital. I don't know why it's just difficult. He said they tried to do it, but not working. So he sent his greetings to everyone, and they thank you for your prayers and request for more of the same. Is this a number two? He will have preached today. I think the place they are 1 hour back. So they are like to say, maybe he's still preaching now. I don't know their time of service. He will still have a couple of service on Friday morning and the afternoon in two places, one in the morning somewhere, the afternoon in the church of Brad Ido, where he's preaching today. Then I think on Saturday he also have another service with the place where he will preach in the morning of Friday. Then finally, his last service will be at Abidjan. That's the capital now, on Sunday. Doesn't know whether it will be one service or two services yet, but he knows that he's preaching in Abidjan on Sunday. All things being equal, his flight is Monday evening. So we pray for him for strength and for joining my sister when we're coming back. God bless you richly. Yeah, we continue to trust God more and believe God for everything. God has helped us far with the convention. We've gotten to some extent. I think we have like up to 80-85% now of our expected whatsoever. Yeah, if we with maximum of two million now we'll be done. Yeah. God will supply the rest. Shall we rise? Let's take that in 31 as we close.
Promises I now can see, oh, perfect present cleanse the blood for me. Standing in the liberty where Christ makes free, standing on the promises, so I am standing, yes I'm standing. Oh, I am standing on the promises of Christ, my Savior, standing on the promises of God. Oh, standing on the promises of Christ the Lord, bound to Him eternally by love's strong call. I am overcoming daily with a spirit's sword. Standing on the promises of God. The next stanza now. Standing on the promises, I cannot fall. I am listening every moment to the Spirit's call. I am resting in my Savior as my all in all. So standing on the promises, so are you standing, yes I'm standing. Standing on the promises of Christ, my Savior, standing, yes I'm standing. Oh, I am standing on the promises of God. Are you standing? Yes, I'm standing on the promises of Christ, my Savior, standing. Yes, I'm standing.